This is an All Ears English bonus episode. What is your favorite podcast? How to make recommendations in English. Welcome to the All Ears English podcast, downloaded more than 130 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Los Angeles and New York City, USA. And to take your learning deeper with real-time transcripts and vocabulary practice, download our app on your iOS device. Go to allearsenglish.com/bonuses. Today, get a special opportunity to learn three new ways to use the conditional to ask for recommendations. Plus, find out how you can help us get the word out about All Ears English.
To get fluent and connect in English, you need a way to practice without being judged by others and to feel free to make mistakes. That's why Monica, an English teacher from Poland, joined our fluency course.
I didn't know what to expect, but when I finally opened the course and I joined the community, I realized that this is what I've been looking for.
You can join this same community that Monica joined and achieve exciting results at allearsenglish.com/plan. Save up to 20% if you join before midnight on May 5th. Offer expires at midnight on May 5th.
Hey, Jessica, how's it going today?
It's going great. I have a great question for you. Are you ready?
Okay. All right. I am ready.
Okay, Lindsay, if you were stuck on a desert island, what is the one podcast that you would choose to have with you, that you would want to listen to? You could only choose one, though.
That is so hard right now. I don't know what to say. All right, I'll just go boring and mainstream. I would probably choose The Daily because I do love the way that The Daily takes news items and they let you go deeper with that item. They show you all the angles and they always make the issues more complicated in my mind, which is the sign of good journalism. So that's what I would take, is The Daily by The New York Times.
Yeah. That's not in my list of podcasts, but on my local NPR station, they do play The Daily. And whenever I catch it, I'm immediately enthralled. It's so good.
It's really good. They take stories that you would think would be kind of dry because you've read about them in all the other papers, but they really do. They interview people and they do a great job. Well, what about you, Jessica? If you had to delete all of your podcasts except for one, imagine that. If you had to delete every single podcast in your deck except for one, which one would you keep?
It's so hard. Okay, I'm going to go with, my favorite podcast that I could listen to forever is called How Did This Get Made? And it's just three comedians that talk about bad movies. And it literally is my favorite thing that I'll choose first whenever it comes up. Yeah,
so that's awesome. I've heard you talk about that before. Yeah, that sounds like a good one.
It's been my favorite forever. So guys, this question, actually, that is our question to you guys as well. Yep. We want to know what podcasts you like.
Yeah, because we are looking for new ways to get the word out about All Ears English. And so we want to know, what are your favorite podcasts in your native language, right? We're not talking about ESL podcasts. We're not talking even about native English speaking podcasts. We're talking about the best podcast from your country, maybe. Right?
Yes. Because, guys, we want to get the word out about All Ears English, about this very podcast, right? Exactly. So we want to develop partnerships with podcasts from all over the world. So like Lindsay said, it's not just about podcasts that teach you English. We're that one. We're the one that teaches you English. We want to know about the other podcasts. It could be about anything.
Right, about science or about technology or about news or about anime, whatever it is, right? Whatever it is, we want to know what it is. I mean, and so today is a good chance also to talk a little bit about grammar for our listeners.
Yes.
Because I really feel like, Jessica, the podcasts that we listen to say something about our identity. you know?
For sure. I mean, look at what you and I chose. Like, yeah. Those two podcasts do reflect, like, our personalities as well.
A little bit. That's why I was a little disappointed with my choice. It's very mainstream. No! I'm like, oh, no, this is so plain. But to be honest, this year, I have felt, like, compelled to learn more about the issues just because of what's going on politically. I felt like I need to understand these things on a deep level. So,
well, that's the thing. That's why it reflects so positively, because you recognize that there is too much noise and you have a strong curiosity and drive to understand. Right?
Exactly. So that's,
yeah, I think it's very positive. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So in the beginning of the show, Jessica, we called out a couple of phrases. Really, it's just three different, they're the kind of similar constructions, but three phrases that you guys could use to elicit recommendations from people.
Yes.
And this goes beyond just asking for podcasts, right? Maybe restaurants or places to shop or cities to visit. Guys, you could use today's episode in a lot of ways.
Yeah, totally. Oh, you know what? Even on Facebook, they have the like asking for recommendation option. And you could use this structure the next time you ask for a recommendation on Facebook.
I love it. I love it. It's so good. It's so natural too. So here's the first one, right, Jessica? So here it is. So if you could only listen to one podcast, what would it be? And again, we could say, if you could only go to one restaurant for the rest of your life, what restaurant would it be?
Okay. So like, notice the grammar structure here. This is the unreal conditional, right? Because obviously, guys, like, this is not going to happen in real life. Like, you're never going to have to just choose one podcast or one book or whatever. But this is such a fun way to ask about people's favorites, right?
Exactly.
I love it.
Exactly. And I know that conditionals, guys, are something that you really want to be able to nail, along with other grammar topics. And, you know, stay tuned, because this spring we're going to be getting Aubrey on the show, and she's going to come on over, and we're going to be working on a grammar series, which is going to be super cool. And also on IELTS Energy too, right, Jessica?
Yes. Oh my gosh, we have so many cool plans, you guys.
It's going to be awesome.
So much grammar that actually matters to you guys, with clear rules that you could use.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Okay, stay tuned for that. But this structure, right? So if, and then it's the past simple verb, right? If you could, if you had, if you were. So that's the last one we'll teach, right? Not was. If you were. So past simple. Yeah. And then the second clause has would in it.
Yeah, exactly. And I heard you and Aubrey talking a little bit about the were, was difference, that a lot of native speakers do make that mistake, right?
So
we'll dive into that particular exact piece another day. So that's a really good first phrase, guys. So write that down. If you have the transcripts, make sure you highlight it. Let's teach our listeners the next one. What is it, Jessica?
All right. So same unreal conditional, right? But it's another way to say it. If you had to delete all of your podcasts except one,
what a horrible idea
would it be? I know that, like, oh, that makes me feel like nauseous. I don't like it. I love my podcasts. So if you had to delete all of your podcasts except one, what would you keep, or what would you choose, or whatever?
And I love that. Whenever we have to eliminate things, we start to really tell the truth, right? We start to really, really get to the truth of things. What is that one podcast that you could not live without, guys? That's what we want to know from you. And at the end of the episode today, we're going to show you where to go to help us out, to let us know what these podcasts are. And stay tuned for that. But let's teach our listeners one more phrase.
Okay, so this is the question that I asked Lindsay at the beginning. And guys, this is like a classic sort of getting to know you icebreaker party question. You guys can use this all the time, okay? So if you were stuck on a desert island, what is the one podcast you would listen to?
I love that. And that has that were, right? As we said earlier, a lot of the were, if you were, so the unreal conditional, guys. So if you were stuck on a desert island, what is the one podcast that you would listen to? It sounds wordy, right? It sounds a little wordy.
But it's, you know, it's impressive, guys. And like, just memorizing like one of these sentences will help you learn this structure, right?
Absolutely.
Like, that's a great thing to do. So like Lizzie said, highlight these, choose one, try and use it with somebody today, get to know more about them. And remember, the whole reason we're talking about this is because we want to know about you guys. What yes. are the podcasts that you choose to listen to every week?
Yeah, so now is the most important piece, guys. We need your help. So I want you to go right now to allearsenglish.com/recommend. That's RECOMMEND, okay? Type that into your browser. Take 3 minutes to fill out our simple survey. We're going to ask you, what is your favorite show? What are the popular shows in your country? Again, we're thinking of native podcasts in your language and in your country. What do people love in your country, okay?
Exactly. Yeah, so guys, like, here's just a side note. Actually, not a side note. This is direct. Guys, don't put like our podcast, okay?
Yeah.
Don't put like Luke's English podcast. We right. know. We know. Okay. We wanna partner with new podcasts, guys. Stuff that doesn't teach English, stuff that you guys just listen to in your country, okay?
Yes, exactly. We know Allers English is your favorite, right?
Of course.
So, guys, help us out here. Again, this survey is going to close in 5 days. It's going to be a short survey, very brief and quick, but we want to make sure you guys go and fill that out. allearsenglish.com/recommend. Thanks awesome. For your help, guys. Jessica, this
Thank
has been
you.
Great. Really
so fun.
Fun as always. All right. I'll talk to you soon.
All right, cool. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to All Ears English. If you are taking IELTS this year, get your estimated band score with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.